Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom Ministry. I pray that everybody has had a blessed day, that you have been able to walk upright in the Most High today, and that he has richly blessed you. We are going to be dealing with Romans chapter 14 today, and this is, I promised to teach this from, I believe it was Sunday during our spiritual wellness, getting back to our roots, to show you that the Most High puts tests in the scriptures, okay? And I really do believe that Romans chapter 14 is a test to believers, just as he did in Genesis. So before we get into this, I just want to say shalom, family. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Let us do our statement of faith, and then we will get into this precept for this Tuesday. Our statement of faith: I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise today, for truly our Elohim is worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for today, Father. We magnify your name and we lift you up and we glorify you, Father. We extol thee. We lift thee up on high, Father. We worship you and you alone, for you are worthy and you are worthy all by yourself. Hallelujah. Father, so we just want to praise you today and lift you up and glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. From glory to glory, thou Elohim. Hallelujah. And we shall fear you, Yah, and walk before you upright as your children. Glory to your name. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and to break bread, Father, and to eat from your word, Father, because we truly need to be fed. We are hungry and thirsty for you today. And Father, we just want to invite you in and hear from you. Let Brother Miles decrease and let you increase. That it be your word that is taught. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's go to 1 Kings. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If they, Israel, sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned. We have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thy inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. The Messianic Life. The book of Romans chapter 14. I want to do this from a different perspective. We're going to be jumping between books because I want to show you something from the book of Romans chapter 14 and what the Most High has shown me in this. See, the scriptures, the New Testament, is written to reveal what's in your heart. That's the way the scriptures are written. And so if you only read the New Testament, you might feel that you have a lot of liberty to do a lot of things and that the Most High is just so merciful, he's just so forgiving. But we serve a very strict and a very precise Elohim. Okay, and what he wants to know is where you're at, what's really in your heart. So I want to take us back to the book of Genesis, actually Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want to take us back to Deuteronomy chapter 8 before we get into Romans chapter 14. Because I want us to, as I said, we're getting back to our roots. And part of getting back to our roots is being a holy people, being a holy nation. And that's for, you know, New Testament saints, Old Testament saints. This is what the Most High always wanted. But I want us to read it from Deuteronomy so that we can get an understanding of what he told Israel. So we understand that when we are coming back to him and we are coming to holiness, that I want to show us that over time, the Most High, there were some times that he allowed some things. There was a time when he did not impute the law. And when it came to our forefathers, he wanted them to get this down in them, in their heart. Okay? He wanted them to be circumcised in flesh and in spirit from the very beginning. But the truth of the matter is, when we come into the New Testament and we get into Romans chapter 14, then you will hear about some liberties. But I want to, there's a certain way you have to read this the way the Most High showed me. But anyway, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we're going to start in verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting in verse 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which I swear unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yah thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee. See, the Most High wants to prove you. He wants to prove us. He wants to know that we're going to be faithful to him. He wants to know that whatever instruction he puts in you, that's what you keep and you hold on to. Even when you might feel like you have some liberty to do something else. So let's read this. to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy father know, for he might make that he might make thee know that that man doeth not live by that he might make thee know that man does not live or doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of Yah does man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chastens his son, so Yah, thy Elohim, chastens thee. Now we know we've read verses before that if Yah don't chasten you, if he don't chastise you when you mess up, then you don't belong to him. Because he says, then are you a bastard? You claiming to be his, but if he ain't chastising you when you mess up, he says you're not his child. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of Yah, thy Elohim, to walk in his way and to fear him. Now we know this is very big, to fear Yah Elohim. So whatever he teaches you from Torah, you should be very afraid to break, to transgress. So he's saying that he kept them in the wilderness so that he could prove them, to know whether they would keep his commandments or not. He's still doing that today. Okay? For Yah thy Elohim bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water and of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and figs and pomegranate, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it if our forefathers have been obedient. You know, this is the promised land. A land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless Yah thy Elohim for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not Yah thy Elohim in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thy herds and flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yah, thy Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good in thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and my might and my hand have gotten me this wealth. So the Most High is giving us some basics here. I'm giving you my statutes, my laws, and my commandments. I'm taking you through some stuff. I'm letting you get hungry so that you learn that you don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Most High. I am letting you get thirsty so that you know that I am your deliverer. I am your savior. So I cause water to come out of the flint rock. And I told you, flint rock, you take flint and you strike it against another rock, it sparks. So naturally you would not think that water would come out of a flint rock, but he was doing this to show them who he is and that how they needed to count on him. How he fed them with manna. Let's continue. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good and at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, My power and my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. He wants us to always understand that everything that we get is not by our own power. And that whatever we get, we need to give him thanks for it. We need to give him credit for it. Always. He says, hey, you're going to say, I got all this wealth. I got all this by my own might, by my own hand. And Yah says, oh, you just forgot about me, huh? You forgot how I bless you. You know, if you are truly blessed of the Most High, just because we're under the curses, everybody is not affected the same way, because this is also according to your walk with him. As a people, the Hebrew Israelite people are a cursed people. We are under those curses. And we came out of slavery and we brought a lot of that stuff from slavery, but even pre and post slavery, we brought those things even to us today. And so, but when you walk upright with the Most High, he will bless you individually. So as a people, we still suffer a lot of things from these curses, from our forefathers being disobedient. But individually, Yah can bless you to whatever you put your hand to. He can give you favor even above your enemies. They can be thinking to do something for your worst, and Yah turns it in for your best, for your good. And so you got to understand that. Let's continue. So whatever you get, don't say, I did it. Because it is Yah to give, even if you have the strength to do it, it is Yah that gives you the strength to do it. To never take him out of the picture. But thou shalt remember Yah thy Elohim, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with thee. He sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall come, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget Yah thy Elohim, and walk after other Elohims, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish, as the nations which I destroyed before you, your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of Yah, your Elohim. So Yah has said from the very beginning, keep my commandments that I might prove you. Okay? So now when we get into the New Testament, then we're going to read some things, but I'm going to read it to you, and I'm not going to really explain it at first. I just want you to hear it raw. I want to see what your first impression is, okay? So that, and then I'm going to go back and expound upon it, because everything is in the scripture is how the Most High allows you to filter it, from what lens he allows you to look at it through, so that you can see what's actually there. So remember, he said, I want to prove you. Now let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 14. The book of Romans, chapter 14, and we're going to start in verse 1. And let me straighten up this so that it fits right. Okay. Romans chapter 14, starting in verse 1. Him that is weak in the faith, receive you, but not to doubtful disputations. Don't let somebody that's weak in the faith, we're supposed to take them in, but somebody that's weak in the faith always got some doubts, always got some extenuating questions, always trying to look for a way that they can manipulate the scripture to do what they want to do. They do not believe the Most High on his word. They sit there and they try to figure out a way that they can continue to sin and have liberty to do so. We don't want to do that. He says, so receive them, but not to doubtful disputations. Because if they are not studied in this word, if they are not walking in this word, if they're not living this word, if they have not been converted, they will try to find a way to continue in their sin. Okay? And so we don't want to be that way. We don't want to let them come in, and because they got doubts, because they like to dispute the scripture, because, you know, they're, you know, I'm going to just say it. Without the Ruach HaKodesh, without the Ruach, without the Holy Spirit, you are interpreting the scriptures on your own. Just that simple, because the scriptures tell us that it has to be the Ruach that gives us the understanding. The Holy Spirit has to give us the understanding. So if we don't have the Holy Spirit, then yeah, we can come to an understanding, but it won't be the Most High's understanding. It'll be what we feel the scriptures are saying. For one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For Elohim has received him. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for Elohim is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto Yah. And he that regardeth not the day, to Yah he does not regard it. He that eateth to Yah, for he giveth thanks, for he giveth Elohim thanks. And he that eateth not, to Yah he eateth not, and giveth Elohim thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto Yah. And whether we die unto Yah. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are Yah's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be master both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith Yah, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to Elohim. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to Elohim. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by Yeshua HaMashiach that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if any man, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Mashiach died. Let not your good be let not your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of Elohim is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Ruach HaKodesh or the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these things serveth Christ or Mashiach is acceptable to Elohim and approved of men. Let us therefore allow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify one another. For meat destroys not the work of Elohim. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before Elohim. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that does, and he that doubts is damned if he eat, because the eat is not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. All right, let's go back up to the top here. Now I want you to meditate on that for a minute, what you just heard, okay? And I want you to think about the liberty that the scriptures appear to be giving you. Contemplate that. Contemplate that for a hot minute, okay? And while you contemplate that, I just want you to meditate on that, on what we just read. And then I'm going to reread it to you, and I'm going to point out some things to you that I want you to consider.
It's for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is the story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scripture. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most high, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most high, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that.
Yourself a couple of questions on this thing. I want to go down to start in verse 3, Romans chapter 14, verse 3. Let not him that eat despise him that eateth not, and let not him that eateth not judge him that eateth, for Elohim has received him. Now, Messiah told us that anybody who is not against us is for us. Even if they're not running with us, they can't, you know, if they're saying they're for him, he says, then they're with us. They're not your enemy. You know, and a lot of the times when people don't believe exactly the way that what we believe and how we believe, we make them an enemy. But this Christ Messiah doesn't want that in his body, okay? He doesn't want that type of contention. He doesn't want that type of arguing amongst ourselves. So he says, hey, don't judge your brother. If they don't eat in this instance, don't judge them. If they don't eat meat, don't judge them. If they eat meat, don't judge them, okay? That's not saying that anything goes. That's just saying, hey, they say they believe in me. I don't want you fighting with them. I told you to love your enemy. And this is not your enemy. They just may not believe exactly how you believe. Okay? Now, I'm going to read this. I pray that you can pick up on it. One man esteemeth one day above another. And another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. What is the problem here? This is about personal opinion, what you personally believe. One man esteemeth one day above another. That's that man in his own heart doing that. And another man esteems every day alike. Again, that's that man. What did the Most High say? That's what you got to ask yourself here. Are you going to go by what you think and what you feel is right, what you esteem? Or are you going to fear the Most High and esteem the day that he said to esteem? Can you pick up on that? One man esteemeth one day above another. Didn't say what Elohim said about it. Another esteemeth every day alike. Again, are there what they're persuaded of? Is it lining up with the word of Yah? So you got to ask yourself, is this lining up, this person, not the scripture? Because he's telling you how people are. The person that esteems one day above another and another esteems every day alike, which one of them would be in line with the Most High? So you got to ask yourself, because the Most High said, I want to prove you. So the scripture is giving you leeway. You read that and say, well, you feel like that, but I feel like this. But what does the word of Yah say? So let's do this. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20. The book of Exodus chapter 20. And let's get verses 8 through 11. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yah made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Most High said, we're to esteem one day, his Sabbath. And so the man that hallows one day, if he is trained in the Most High, if he is brought up in the scriptures, if he's brought up in the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, then he knows that if he esteems one day, it has to be the Sabbath. Then the person that esteems every day alike, like the Sabbath, then they're walking in their own understanding, in their own mind. And he says, don't argue with them. Don't argue with them. Why? We'll find out shortly. But I don't want any contention, any schisms in the body. Who are you? You come up in the statutes, the laws, and commandments. A person that has never read the Old Testament or Torah and the prophets, because, you know, you get Bibles with just the New Testament in them, they're going to read them scriptures, and they got a lot of liberty. Every day can be the Sabbath, because they don't understand that the Sabbath comes with rules. That's what makes it the Sabbath. Okay? So one man esteemeth this, another man esteemeth that. They are in their own minds. They are in their own thoughts. And the Most High says, I want to prove you to see if you will keep my commandments or not. Now, if you are taught and brought up in the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, then this is especially to you. And if you have learned that you need to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, then this is also to you. Because the Most High wants to know whether you will keep them or not. If I teach you life, and I tell you, you do all these things, they shall give you life. And if you choose otherwise, you choose death. He said, I said before you, two choices, life and death. Choose life. But you know what he said in Romans chapter 14? If they say they believe on me and they choose death, let them. Let's keep going. Because I know you'll think that that's just Brother Miles' understanding. Let's go back to Romans chapter 14. We want to see what the Most High said about that. Most High says, honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. Don't matter what you think. He never asked you what you thought about this. This is the scripture telling you this is how some people are. Some people will esteem one day. Another person will esteem every day. Okay? But Most High says, I don't want you judging. I don't want you getting on them. I don't want no contention. Okay? Verse 5 again. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. The Most High wants to know what's in your heart. Okay? Now, he that regardeth the day, regardeth it not, regardeth it unto Yah. And he that regardeth not the day, to Yah he does not regard it. He that eateth and eateth to Yah, and he gives Elohim thanks. And he that eateth not, to Yah he eateth and giveth Elohim thanks. So he's saying, hey, one eating and one not, they both giving thanks to Elohim. But what I'm telling you in these things is, you know that the Most High said there is a day you're to honor. You know the Most High said there are some foods that you as his people can't eat, even though everything is clean in and of itself. So we're going to read this, and then we're going to go back and get it. Okay? For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto Yah. And whether we die unto Yah. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are Yah's. Now, there is, if you know your word, then Messiah even told you that the Most High Elohim is the Elohim. When in his natural form, he's the Elohim of the living. okay, of the living. So when we go to sleep, when we lay our heads down at final time, the Most High doesn't ever consider us to be dead. He considers us to be asleep. And he can wake you up whenever he wants to. He can resurrect you even whenever he wants to. But he says there's a day of I've appointed for that. But then those that are dead in trespasses and sin, they are dead. Spiritually dead. And they, if they don't ever convert, are dead in this world and in the world to come. They're just dead and don't know it. Okay, but when you are in the Most High, when you're in Messiah, then you are in life. And so you got to understand when he says, for to this end, Christ both died, Yeshua both died, HaMashiach both died and rose and revived, that he might be the master. He might be Yah, both of the dead and the living. Now, this is a change. Okay? This is a change because the Elohim of the Bible tells us that I'm the Elohim of the living. But when he goes to the cross and he is crucified, he says, now I'm the Elohim of the dead and the living. It's a change here. So he says, I don't want you arguing with them. They say they belong to me. They won't do what I tell them to do. I'm going to judge them. He said, I don't want you judging them. It ain't your job to judge them. Okay? I don't want you judging them like that, especially if they say they belong to me, unless they get, like he says, you got a brother saying he's a brother and he is fornicating. He's practicing fornication, but he says he's a brother. He said, put that one out. It's a sister saying she's a sister and she's actively fornicating or in adulterous relationships that put them out. So we got to understand that, yeah, there are some places where we are allowed and have to judge because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. But he says, I'm the Elohim of the living and the dead now. I don't want you arguing with anybody who claims to be mine. I will judge them. I will judge them. That's why he says, if you go back up to verse 1, for one that believeth, no, verse 1, he that, him that is weak in the faith, receive you. If they don't know the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, they're going to be weak in the faith. They are going to be weak in their understanding. They're going to be weak when it comes to his laws. They're going to believe that they can sin and just ask for forgiveness and it's all good. He says, don't argue with them because they say they belong to him. Hold on. Verse 4. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? Whose servant are we? We are Mashiach's servants, the Most High servants. To his own master he stands or falls. Yet he shall be holding up, for Elohim is able to make him stand. You got to put that in Elohim's hand. They are weak. They don't know the laws. They think that, oh, it's okay to esteem every day. But if you esteem every day and you try to keep Sabbath, then you ain't working. You can't be working. Okay, let's drop down to verse 6, verse 7. Let's drop down to verse 9. That's where we left off at. For to this end, Mashiach both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Elohim or master both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught or regard not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Mashiach, whether you doing good or whether you doing bad, whether you doing good or whether you doing evil. Now, if I love you, and I'm going to exhort you to do good. But if you are convinced that this is what this word says to you, I'm not supposed to argue with you, because you got to go before the judgment seat of Messiah just like I do. And if he says, enter in, who am I to say, why are you letting them in? Maybe he saw something in their heart that I didn't see or you didn't see. But he says, don't judge them. Who are you to judge them? Why judgest thou brother, thy brother? Why judgest thou thy sister? Why do you regard not, set at not them? Why do you regard them not? Because they're not believing exactly how you're believing. They're not living it exactly how you're living it. He says, I don't want this in my body. It is contention. Okay, now, if they're trying to argue about the law, things that you know that they're disputing about things they don't have any understanding about. And they're going to have to go before the throne of the Most High. And he says, and I will judge them. Now, when we look at the law and we look at the Most High, he says, hey, if you love me, do what? Keep my commandments. By this shall I know that you love me, that you keep my commandments. That's in New Testament. So if they're not keeping his commandments, he's saying, hey, don't argue with them. Teach them, but don't argue with them. Why? I will deal with them. I'm going to judge them. It's not up to you to judge them. For it is written, as I live, saith Yah, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to Elohim. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself. I am Yah, and I change not. If I said that this was sin before, it's still sin now. If I said I would judge you for this before, I'm going to judge you for it now. If you didn't repent and turn away from it, I'm going to judge you for it. And if you did what I told you to do, I'm going to give you a righteous judgment for that. But I'm going to give the evil person a righteous judgment too. So I don't want you arguing and fighting. Because those that are not against me, he says, they're for me. But he's still going to have to judge them according to his law. Still has to judge them according to that. So he says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself. Why were you not keeping my Sabbath when you kept hearing to keep the Sabbath? Why did you think you could make every day holy when I told you only one day of the week is set aside and it has rules with it? Why did you do that? Now, what the final outcome is, that's in the Most High's court. I'm not even pretending to even know who he's going to say come in or don't come in. I'm just telling you that this book is written to reveal what's in your heart. Is it in your heart to keep my commandments, or is it not in your heart? Is it in your heart to do what you think is right? Is it in your heart to make it up as you go? You didn't love me enough to find out what I think about these things? Let's continue. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block. I want you to hear this now. No man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I'm not going to put a stumbling block in your way. And if you are choosing death, if I'm not doing anything that is choosing death, by me choosing life doesn't put a stumbling block in your way. But I'm not to judge you. So if you feel like you can eat unclean, I'm not to judge you. Now, me as a teacher, I have to teach it. I have to teach what's right. Okay? And I will admonish. As a pastor, I will admonish. But if you continue down that path, I'm not going to keep beating on you or harping on you. If it's not way outside the scriptures, I'm not going to keep harping on you on that. Why? Because the Most High doesn't want that. Messiah doesn't want that in his body. You're fighting over things that, you know what? Meat and drink don't make the kingdom. But it's up to the Most High who he's going to judge and let in. That's why the scripture says, blessed is the man in whom the Most High does not impute his sin against him. That's outside of your and my realm. That's in his realm. Okay? Let's keep going. So don't put or throw a stumbling block in your brother's way. If they want to continue doing what they're doing and they want to take a chance that the Most High is going to allow them in doing whatever they're doing, when you know it's contrary to scripture, you teach it and you let it go. They keep doing it, you let them do it. I know that's hard to hear, but I don't want you judging your brother and your sister, and I don't want you causing contention because they're weak. So I just continue to teach it hard, and maybe they will get convicted. But if not, tell me I don't have room to judge you. Okay? I know and persuaded that Yeshua HaMashiach, that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Now, again, we got to go back to what Abba told us, okay? Because this, again, is part of the test. So let's show you. Let's go back to we're going to go to Leviticus, I believe. We're probably in Genesis. Hold on a second. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Go with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Because remember what the law was given to us for. The law was given to us to bring us to Christ, to bring us to HaMashiach, to show us what is right and wrong in the eyes of the Most High. And so you got to always have in your mind, in the front of your forehead, in your thoughts, what does the Most High say about this? Okay, because this should be what you're standing on. But I want to show you something in the scripture to show that what we just read was not wrong. Okay, Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 29. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So in the beginning, Elohim said, I've given you all the green herbs, all the fruit-bearing trees that have the seed within itself, and every herb bearing seed. This is your food. They didn't eat animals at this time, okay? So they wasn't walking around killing cows, throwing steaks on a hot rock and barbecuing all the way up to the flood. They did not eat animals. Then the Most High says, you know, the way of all flesh has corrupted itself. And the end of all flesh has come before me. So I'm going to save 8 souls, and I'm going to save some of the animals. And we're going to start over. After the flood, and Noah lands on Mount Ararat, and they come out of the ark, let's go and see what the condition is then. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9. The book of Genesis chapter 9, we're going to start in verse 1. And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, isn't that the same thing he told Adam and Eve? Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. We know the earth was previously populated with Noah and his sons and people before them. But who was he talking about with Adam and Eve? That's a whole nother lesson. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air. And upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing, underline that, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, you shall not eat. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. I want us to hear that. Underline that. This is right after the flood. Okay? So all those things you can eat. And they wouldn't kill you. Now, you know, you're going to learn that you can't eat certain things because they really, you know, unless you know how to cook them. I mean, I know there's people in the world that eat tarantulas. They know how to cook a tarantula to where it's edible. People that eat bats, okay, things that we would just consider as totally unclean and horrible. But the Most High said at this time, in this age, that with Noah after the flood, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. And they knew what was clean and what was unclean. Because he told Noah, bring so many of the clean animals on board, bring so many of the unclean animals on board. They knew what was clean and unclean. And the Most High says, okay, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Just like I gave you the green, just like I gave you the herbs of the field for meat. Now the animals and anything that moves, you can eat it. Okay, so this is a time period. Man multiplies on the earth. And then the Most High says, you know what, it's time to generate my priesthood. And he finds Abraham, or Abram at that time, calls him out of Ur, tells him to walk. I want you to look for this city that's not made with hands. And everywhere you walk, that land is going to be yours and your descendants forever. Right now, you're not going to control it. But in the end, this is going to belong to your descendants. The Most High brings up Israel out of Egypt. A holy priesthood this nation is supposed to be. Now, he brings the law at Mount Sinai. And he starts bringing the dietary law. Because up until this time, he said everything that moves is good for food. Now, let's go to Leviticus chapter 12. Actually, I don't want to go there yet. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 11. And we're not going to read all this, okay? You can read Leviticus chapter 11 at your own leisure. I just want to show you that we have a change now. Leviticus chapter 11, starting in verse 4. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat. Now before, everything that moved was good for food. But this is my priesthood. And if you want to come around me, if you want to be around me, there are some things that are now unclean for you to eat. There's some things you can't eat. There's some things you can't touch. We're not going to go into all that right now. I just want to show you that there's a change. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat of them that chew the cud, or them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean to you. Now, this is not all the unclean animals, okay? And I don't have time in this lesson to go through all of them, but we can do that another time. He declares that, okay, before, anything that moved was good for me. Now you are my priesthood. These things you can't eat. Why? Because you are my priest. So there's a dietary law for you. Can't eat these things. You can't even touch some of these things. So when we go back to Romans and he says that there is nothing unclean in and of itself for what it was made for, then you understand there was a time when everything was edible. Now, but now that you're part of the priesthood and you know that, hey, he has said these things for his priesthood are unclean. Even when we go into Ezekiel and you learn that, hey, if a man who is a priest of the Most High, if he sweat too much, he can't minister unto the Most High. Can't sweat in front of him. He's unclean. Even his sweat. So there is a changing here, okay? Now, if you are the priest of the Most High, you can't eat anything. You can't come before the Most High in any state. You can't be having sex on Sabbath and then come and say, oh, I'm going to teach, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and have anything to do with anything holy. You are unclean. And so we would have to get into those cleanliness laws, because it's not just the food, but I'm using the food to show you that the Most High went through some stages. Now, he said for his people, because he said, I'm creating a nation of kings and priests. A holy nation. These things are unholy to you. These things are unclean to you. So when we get in the New Testament and we're talking about bringing people into the kingdom, and they've been not living by the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. They've been eating whatever their ancestry learned how to catch and eat. They were eating it because these things were unclean to his priesthood. But the rest of the world didn't fall up under that. It was still up under. If it moves, it's meat for you. I hope we can hear this. Now, when they come into Messiah, they don't have to become a member of Israel to get into the kingdom. They don't have to. They don't have to be circumcised to get into the kingdom. But if they want to join with Israel, if they want a position in the kingdom, if they want to be one of the priests in the kingdom, then they have to come up under even the dietary law. They have to be circumcised. Why? Because these were requirements for the nation of Israel, the priesthood under Messiah, even the Melchizedek priesthood. If they want to come close that way, then they have to. Can't keep the Passover and be uncircumcised. Can't enter into the temple, even in Messiah's kingdom, as a Gentile, as a stranger who's in the kingdom. They can't enter into the temple if they are uncircumcised in what? In heart and in flesh. We read these things. That's why they're important. So we understand there's a distinction between the people of the Most High and those who want to become the people of the Most High and the rest of the world that may get into the kingdom. Every nation, person that's a citizen in another nation does not have to become a citizen of the nation of Israel. That's why he says, from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all nations be required to come to Jerusalem and to worship. Because they're not all Israel. And they don't all have the same requirements. So this is also according to where you want to be at in Messiah. Who do you claim to be? Are you a Hebrew Israelite living like a Gentile? Because if you're a Hebrew Israelite and you say that you are, quote unquote, the people of the Most High, then you are automatically called as an occupation to the priesthood, period. That's for what purpose he formed Israel. You are my witnesses. You are, I will make of you a holy nation. So if you claim to be Israel, then you automatically claim that you are one of those priests by birth. But you still got to be baptized by the water, baptized in the water and baptized of the Spirit. Because you have to be baptized into the Melchizedek order, the order of Messiah. Now, the Gentiles can also want to come into that. They can also want to join that. And if they want to join that, then they must keep all these other commandments in regard to that because they weren't done away with. For Israel, for his priesthood. So, all that unclean eating, oh, you want to be part of the priesthood? You got to bring yourself up under the dietary law. Because the priest, this is to his people, his priesthood. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. Let's continue. So there's a time where he made these things unclean for his priesthood, not for everybody in the world. Let's keep going. Back to Romans, chapter 14, verse 14. I know and am persuaded by Yeshua HaMashiach that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Yeshua died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of Elohim is not meat and drink. That's what I'm telling, you know, us as his believers, as the saints. No, we're not going to practice eating unclean, because you might think you have liberty here to eat unclean. But the Most High said, I have some rules for my priesthood. I have some rules for my priesthood. And you cannot eat unclean. And you should be esteeming those things to be what? Unclean. Because the Most High told you they were unclean for you. But you can't look at that Gentile over there, or even your Hebrew brother or sister who don't want to be a Hebrew brother or a sister, sucking on that pork chop. You can't look at them and condemn them. Because not all Hebrews even want to be who they are. Now, when the Most High pulls them back and he judges, whatever he judges, that's in his realms, not in the realm of Brother Miles. That's in the realm of the Most High. Okay? For the kingdom of Elohim is not meat and drink. That's why I say, if you call yourself out there ministering, evangelizing, bringing people into the kingdom, you're at work and you're testifying to people and, you know, you tell them how good the Most High is and yada, 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 and they invite you to dinner and you accept and you didn't tell them that you didn't eat unclean and you get there and they have cooked something that you don't eat. He says, don't let that meat and drink cause them to stumble. Don't put a stumbling block in front of them because of your pride. Because it's more important to get people into the kingdom than it is for you to be defiled for a second, for somebody for the kingdom. And the Most High says, I'm not even going to defile you. He says, he tells you what to do. Pray over it and bless it, and he will sanctify it. He don't say do that all the time. That's a Christian that will believe you do that all the time. Oh, yeah, I like this shrimp. I'm going to eat this shrimp today. I'm going to pray over it and bless it, and Most High will sanctify it. No, that's not what he's telling you to do. He's telling you, you know what? You keep the dietary law, but don't let that person, don't offend that person and cause them to not come into the kingdom or fall away because you're going to eat something that was unclean. He says, you pray over it and he will sanctify it. Not that you're going to practice eating unclean. Whole nother lesson. And so you don't want somebody's blood, somebody's spirit on your hands because of pride and arrogance. Different lesson. But just telling you, meat, the kingdom is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Ruach HaKodesh. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to Elohim and approved of men. So don't let somebody, don't put a stumbling block in front of someone. Even if they are, you know that, you know, if they've been taught, and they believe, like I said, every day is a Sabbath. You've taught them that every day is not the Sabbath. They still want to stay in that. He said, don't argue with them. They are weak in the faith. Don't be to doubtful disputations. Don't make it contentious. Well, why y'all let that person right there stay with y'all? Because they're not against us. Messiah said, if they're not against you, they're for you. And see, we go about making enemies. So you let them do that. He says, he will judge them. Every knee is going to bow before me. You know what the statutes, laws, and commandments say. Save yourself. Because this person, according to the law, they have chosen death. He says, but let them choose death. Don't you fight with them. And if I give them life, what business is it of yours? If I give them life. But if I send them to the lake, they have to answer for themselves. Either way, they got to answer for themselves. But the Most High wants to know, are you going to do, are you going to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his laws? You've been taught them. This is why I said the scripture is written to reveal what's in you. If it's in your heart to not want to keep the law, you will interpret these scriptures that you don't have to keep the law. You will do that. You will interpret the scriptures that the Most High is so merciful that I can willfully sin and he's going to forgive me. Regardless of what the scripture says, you will find a way to make it be that for you. He says, don't argue with you. Don't argue with you. He says, I will judge that one. They say they believe in me. I am now not just the God of the living, but I'm the God of the living and the dead. So they're dead and they don't know it, because when I come to judge them, I'm going to pronounce righteous judgment. But if I choose not to impute sin, what is that to you? Be grateful that you get in. Be grateful that I allowed you to see truth. Be grateful I put it in your heart that you would want to live to make me happy. That you understand what it's about. So you be holy. You be sanctified. You be an example. And if that one chooses to choose death, and you know that is death, and you know they've been told, I don't want you contending with them. Don't contend with them. Don't be judging them. He says, I'll judge them. They belong to me. They say they belong to me. They belong to me. And I will judge them. I might say, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. Or I might say, you know what? You said you knew me, but you served me with your lips, but your heart was far from me. Because you knew deep down inside that you were doing some things that were not of me. So he says, don't judge them. You are supposed to be taught the good way, and then you are supposed to choose the good way. You are supposed to understand that, you know, it's like you have a child, and you teach them something, and then you quiz them on it. So you teach them, hey, I don't want you, don't run out in the street. And then you act like you take your eye off them to see where they go. If they'll go anywhere near the street. You're looking at them. They don't know. Because you want to see if your instruction took. The Most High says, I prove you too. So I have written the scriptures in such a way to allow you to show me what's in you. If you learn that I like things a certain way, then you are going, and if you want to please me, then you're going to do those things that please me. But if you didn't learn and you didn't go out the way to try to find out what it is that pleases me, then you're going to read these scriptures and you're going to make them read to your advantage. Yeah, I can go do this, and I can do that, and I can say this, and I can say that. When the scripture is telling you, I don't want you judging. I am the God of the living and the dead now. And don't put a stumbling block in front of anybody. So if I teach you the good way, if I teach you to keep if I teach you the statutes, laws, and commandments and teach you to do them, the scripture says, I shall be great in the kingdom of heaven. But if I teach you to break the least of them, it said that I would be the least in the kingdom of heaven. The least in the kingdom. So we want to do the right thing. We want to live a holy and a sanctified life. And we have to know that the Most High is going to prove us. You learn this. This is what you were taught. Now let me prove and see what's in you. Let me see if it's in your heart to keep my commandments. Or is it in your heart to see how much you can get away with? Because you think you have liberty to get away with it. Let's continue. Verse 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. This is what Messiah wants in his body. Peace. And things wherewith one may edify one another. I need to be edifying you with the word of the Most High. I need to be teaching you. This is the Elohim of the Bible. This is what he says concerning these things. Now, if somebody else comes along and teach you otherwise, you know, thou shalt not steal. But somebody teach you it's okay to steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But somebody come along and teach you it's okay to commit adultery. All you got to do is say, I'm sorry. Thou shalt not worship any other Elohim. And somebody come along and tell you, hey, there's two gods. Most I said, there's only one God. There's two gods. Which one are you going to worship? There's three gods. I'm not even going to get into that word today. Once you know the truth, then you ought to live by the truth. Okay. Follow after peace. Make peace and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroys not the work of Elohim. Don't let a pork chop destroy somebody's salvation. You don't know whether that person will convert, whether the Most High will put it on their hearts to they need to put those things down. Maybe through sound doctrine and sound teaching, they finally get it. They see it. Oh, wow. I want to be part of the priesthood. And now I know that the priesthood can't do these things. Then now they're convicted in their heart that I got to put this pork chop down. I got to change my ways. Everybody don't want to be a priest. Everybody don't want to be a part of Israel. You got to let them be what it is they want to be. If you want to be of a nation, I love being American. I want to be an American. Yep, I'm going to be American. I love being Egyptian. Yep, I'm being Egyptian. Let them be who they say that they are. Stop trying to make every person of color you see a Hebrew Israelite, because they're not. Even a lot of Hebrews ain't Hebrews. And they're Hebrews by flesh and by blood. But they are not, well, let me change that. I said they're not Hebrews. They are Hebrews. They are not Israelites. Let me say that again. A lot of Hebrews who are claiming to be Israelites are not Israelites. Why? Because they didn't come back into the kingdom the way the Most High said, come back into the kingdom. They just realized, hey, I'm of the seed of Abraham, but you know what? You lost your citizenship. That's how you got scattered. I kicked you out the land. You were no longer an Israelite. You want to be an Israelite? You got to come back and do what I said do. I hope we can hear this, because a lot of my people are out there just claiming a heritage, but don't want to take the job that comes with the heritage or do what it is that the Most High called them to do. And then if they do say that they're in it, then they have not been converted and they're still doing all kind of wickedness. Same thing our forefathers got kicked out for. They claim to be Hebrew Israelites. We're the people of the book and still doing wickedness. No, that's how you lost your citizenship to begin with. Being disobedient, being unholy, being unsanctified. You know, the quote-unquote brothers have made being holy and unsanctified or sanctified bad words. They have made them bad words when it's what you should be striving for always. They'll find the scriptures that try to give them some leeway, or they think is giving them leeway, but really what it's doing is showing what's in their heart. You got to imagine yourself in a relationship. And the person that you're in the relationship says, you know, I don't like X. I don't like doing X. And then they find you doing X. You're not really trying to please them in that relationship then. It's all about you. Not even being respectful of their needs or their wants. You say, I want to be with you, but you know, I ain't trying to do all that. Then you're not really trying to be with that person. You're not trying to make them happy. You're trying to make yourself happy. So that's the same way with the Most High. The Most High says, these are the things that please me. He didn't change. He says, I don't change. So if I teach you the things that please me, and then I prove you to see if you remember the things that I said that please me, and you didn't really pay attention, you didn't really take it seriously, do you think that you're going to do those things that please him? Even when he goes to prove you, you're not going to please him. I said, if you want to please me, keep my commandments. But you try to find a way out of them. You try to find a way to bend them and to stretch them and to have your way. So when you read the scripture and the scripture seems to give you leeway, you should have reverted back to your teaching. Oh no, Most High said, this pleases him, so this is what I want to do. Even if I have liberty to do that, I'm not doing it because I know this pleases him. You see what that the difference in the mentality there? I know this pleases him. He says, I got some liberty, I can do this. But if I got the liberty to do this, you know, he said in the past, that don't please him. So why would I take the liberty to do that when I know this pleases him? So this is designed to show what's in you. When you read this, are you going to take the liberty to eat whatever you want to eat? Because there's nothing unclean in and of itself, and it's not. But I told you, as my priesthood, this is unclean to you. Which way are you going to lean? On your own understanding or what the Most High has already told you and put in you? That you know that, hey, this other stuff is contrary. And, you know, to help somebody get into the kingdom, he says, why not defile yourself? Because, you know, defraud yourself. Why not you be defrauded rather than keep somebody out of the kingdom? That's your job, to get people into the kingdom. But you know, you're not going to practice doing wickedness. You're not going to practice eating unclean. You're not going to practice doing those things which you know are unpleasing to him. But he says, it pleases me to get somebody into the kingdom. It pleases me when a soul is saved. So why would you offend your brother or your sister or your potential brother or sister over a piece of meat? Why would you offend them and cause them not to come into the kingdom? Cause them to run as far away from you as they could, as fast as they can, because you offended them over some meat. He said, I've made provision for that. So you don't want to do that. It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Now, I need to do a precept on, I think I already have, but I think I really need to do another one on us understanding that we're not to be offensive. Messiah doesn't want us to be offensive to people. He wants, you know, he wants us to teach the word. He wants us to invite people into the kingdom. He wants us to teach them how to live good and holy lives. He wants us to teach them what is sin so that they can turn away from it. He wants us to be peaceable one with another. Not that we are at each other's throats all the time, bickering and backbiting and stabbing each other. Understand, everybody's on a path. And when we say, you know, I'm like this, so let it be said, so let it be done. From me, if I say it, I'm going to do it. If I say I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. That's just me, though. The truth of the matter is, I have to look at each individual person in their walk, encourage them, exhort them, sometimes even chastise to try to keep them on the right path, because that's my job. But my job is not to judge you. So if I can see with my own eyes, my own little itty-bitty eyes, that you're going off the path, to encourage you to come back onto the path or to admonish you for doing something that you ought not be doing, it is my job. And that's not a judgment. Now, if I, you know, two, three witnesses come up and say, hey, so-and-so is doing X and it's confirmed, and you said you were a brother or a sister, and you are willfully practicing those things, I'm going to ask you once, repent. It comes back again, you still doing it, I'm going to say, you got to go. Because you clearly are reprobate. You clearly love doing that sin more than you fear the Most High. See, the scriptures tell me a brother or a sister taking in a fault, restore them with, you know, in a loving way. But they have to have repented. But if they come back and they show it again, says, no, that brother or that sister is reprobate. They are not, they love doing what they're doing more than they fear the Most High. And they have proven it by their actions. Then I'm told what course to take. And that's for the good of the body. Because somebody else sees them doing what they're doing, knows what they're doing, and nothing happens, they're going to say, oh, it's okay to do that. Can't say nothing to me. You let them get away with it. How are you going to say something to me? The Most High calls us to accountability. Let's finish this. Verse 21. It is good neither to eat fish, to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before Elohim. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he allows. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. That's why I say you got to know. The Most High says, hey, no, I'm not supposed to eat this unclean stuff. And I'm not going to eat it and practice eating it. But he also told me if it was going to keep somebody out of the kingdom and I didn't tell them, I put myself in a position where I didn't tell them. I don't eat things that don't offend them. Pray over it. Don't even ask what it is. You might know. Don't even ask what it is. Pray over it, and he will sanctify it. That should be your faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So if you don't understand that to help somebody into the kingdom so that you don't offend them, not that you're going to be walking around trying to eat unclean every day, and you're walking around looking for people to invite you to dinner so that you can continue to eat unclean, then you didn't really believe in eating clean to begin with. So he says, but if to keep from offending someone and causing them to stumble and not come into the kingdom, pray over it. I'll sanctify it. Then you can have that conversation with them another time. Maybe you invite them over to eat. And you say, you know, we're having lamb. Yeah, we're having lamb. They say, oh, you don't cook this? No, it's unclean for me to eat. Oh, why did you eat at my house? So that I didn't offend you. You getting into the kingdom and having a right relationship with the Most High was more important than that meal. But no, I don't practice eating that way. So, oh, well, I won't ever cook it for you again. That's what they're going to say. Because they don't, you know, they're your friend. They don't want to offend you. Had you had the conversation with them before that, hey, I don't eat this stuff, they either probably would not have invited you to dinner or they would not have cooked that for you. But as the priest of the Most High, as the one, the ambassadors of the kingdom, the ones bringing people into salvation, your job is to bring people into salvation. And like I said, if you dispose yourself, if you make yourself where you put yourself in a position and you find yourself in that situation I described, then don't offend them. You know what you can eat and what you can't eat. You didn't tell them. You're not in your heart or in your mind talking about going about, oh yeah, it's good to go. I can eat whatever I want to eat. Not if you are the priest of the Most High. But even as a priest of the Most High, he says, it is better that you be defrauded than to cause somebody not to come into the kingdom. It is that you be offended than to offend someone else. We're sort of always supposed to be putting ourselves out for the welfare of others, the well-being of others over ourselves. And if we're all looking, you know, if we're in the body and we're of truth, then we're all looking out for each other's well-being. We're not out trying to defraud each other. We're not trying to get over on each other. We're not trying to scheme on each other. I'm going to look out for your welfare. You look out for mine. But then if we come up against somebody that's not a believer, or you're trying to get, have them converted, you're trying to, you know, bring them into salvation, he says, hey, in that case, if it comes down to it, if somebody's going to be defrauded, you be defrauded. That evil be not spoken of the Most High. That evil be not spoken of you. So we want to do those things that are pleasing to the Most High. And when we are put to the test, he wants to know whether we're going to keep his commandments. That is where we have to be at. And if we have the commandment, once we have, you know, we have grown some and we can digest meat, we can, we know that there is no other Elohim than the one and true living Elohim, then there's some ways that you can act because you know truth. That somebody that doesn't know truth might look at you a little strange. But it's about where you're at in your growth. With that being said, Let me see if there's any other verse that I had that I wanted to add to this. I want you to understand that the Most High wants to prove you. You know the things that you've been taught. You know what the law says. You've been into the law. You've been reading the law. You've been reading the statutes. Been reading the oracles of the Most High. And you know where he stands on those things, that sin is the transgression of the law. You have to also know those things that how he tells us to be, that, you know, we are to love our enemies. We are to be peaceable. We are to be non-offensive. We are to, you know, we can exhort and encourage one another. We teach the truth. We have to walk in those things, but there are some things that the Most High has said are important to him, and some things that are more important than other things. We just have to know where we have leeway and where we don't. We have to know that, hey, with everything in me, I must keep the statutes, laws, and commandments. But I also have to know that there are instances and situations that come up that the Most High has given me a little leeway. Because a soul, somebody's spirit, somebody's eternity is more valuable than some meat or some drink in certain circumstances. We just have to know that, and we have to be mature in it. In all other things, in everything, really, but, you know, we have to know, we're going to keep his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. We're going to live by them. We're going to thrive by them. We're not going to intentionally do anything to break them. We're not going to willfully, yeah, I know that's wrong, let me just go do it. I know I'm not supposed to be doing that. And I'm not saying that you would go and he gives us the example. So we're not going to, let's not take and make this thing anything stupid or crazy, because I know somebody will. How did y'all get in bed? Well, I was trying to save them. Right. I wouldn't even have no words for that. But I know somebody would say something like that. Okay. And we know that's not the intent. So we want to keep everything decent. We want to keep everything in order. Romans chapter 14 really is telling us, don't judge one another. And if you are in Messiah, then you need to do what's right. And if, you know, we teach what's right, but if your brother or your sister are, they're dead set on this is what they want to do, even if they're choosing death, as long as it's not causing you to stumble, he says, don't put a stumbling block in front of them. Don't put contention in the body. Now, if they're running around, you know, this is a matter of doctrine, it's not a matter of sin, then you don't argue with them. Don't make it a point of contention. We know what's, you know, if they know what's in the law and they choose, you know, to do whatever, they're not the kind of bending it or doing whatever. Just don't argue with them in that thing, or if it looks like they got a little bit of leeway. If they want to choose to take the leeway, you know what the Most High says. You stick to what you do and let them do what they're going to do. The Most High says he would judge. Okay? So we don't want to become judgmental of one another. We don't want to be beating people up. Everybody can't walk the same walk, and you might be able to walk a certain way. You might be convicted that, hey, I don't need to drink, smoke, or do any of this other, these other things, and I'm able to do it, and you do it, and that's good, and it is going to enhance your relationship with the Most High. And then this other person says, oh, I you know, I'm like this. then let them be that way. As long as it's not harmful, let them be that way. If the Most High doesn't find their offering acceptable, then they only have themselves to answer for that. That's what we have to hang on. When the Most High says, or David said, or Most High says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. You might think that they're supposed to go to the lake. The Most High says, nah, that one gets in. That's neither your nor my business. My job is to teach you what's right and what's wrong. But I cannot make anybody do any of it. Every person has to be convicted in their own heart. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we come before you tonight. We thank you for your word, Father. We don't all believe everything the same way, Father. And we're not all running on the same conviction. Father, as for me, myself, I want to do those things that are pleasing to you. I don't want to take liberty to do anything otherwise. I pray that your people find those things that are pleasing to you and do those things, that they be found keeping your commandments. You said that you would prove us. You proved our forefathers. They didn't do it. Father, we just want to be found pleasing to you. So as you convict every person, let them keep your statutes, your laws, and those commandments. Let them do those things and express their love and show you that they love you by the way that you have said they ought to express their love for you. By this, I know that you love me, if you keep my commandments. Let us believe the word of Yah. Father, put it within our hearts, within our spirits. Let our fear of you cause us to do the right thing always, for it is pleasing to you. Let us live in peace, for you have commanded it. Let us live in your joy, the joy that we are your children, and that we are walking upright before you, keeping your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, those things that you said that please you. Let us walk in that joy. These things I pray for each and every person in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. It is Tuesday night, Thursday night, business meeting, family business, bylaw review. We're still in that. I pray that we all who are able to attend. The Most High wants us to be of one mind, one heart, one spirit, working toward one goal, the establishment of his kingdom in the earth. The taking care of the fatherless, the widows, and the homeless. Messiah said that anybody that he found that was not doing those things, that he would say, get away from me, because you didn't do them unto me. You didn't feed the and take care of and clothe those that require it. And in not doing it for anyone, you didn't do it to me. So that's going to cause you to go to the lake. So we want to be able to do those things. And we want to do those things that are pleasing to him and those things that he says that will get us into the kingdom. So I pray you join us, that we might be on one accord, that we're walking the same walk, talking the same talk, that we're believing the same things. And, you know, everybody's not going to believe everything perfectly the same way. But we should still be close enough that we don't have contention. We just read, don't argue with each other over those small things. That being said, may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, but the Most High Elohim loves you way more than I ever could. Shalom, saints.
Without you, there's no need. I need a